We finished Magid, right? Kadesh, Urchatz, Karpas, Yachatz, Magid, we're up to Rachta. We're going to wash our hands. And in a minute, we're going to do all this. Let's just see what we're about to do. We're going to wash our hands because we're going to eat bread. We're going to start the meal. So we're going to wash on Nitilat Yadayim. And we will obviously make a blessing this time because this is for the eating of the meal. Elad wants to know.
How much matzah do you need for Birkat HaMazon?
Hold it. We'll get there. Slowly. One step one. Slowly. We'll get there. We're going to wash. Some have the custom that someone else washes for you. Again, out of modesty. A man shouldn't wash for a woman. A woman shouldn't wash for a man. Unless, of course, they're husband and wife. And in many homes, it's only the head of the table that has his hands washed by others, and everyone else goes to the sink and washes their hands. Now we're going to have motzi. We make the blessing of hamotzi. Now, when we make the blessing of hamotzi, so what I'm telling you now is for you as parents, when you're a guest by someone else's Seder, usually they don't give you your own plate, you just get the matzahs they hand out. But when you make the blessing of hamotzi, so you're going to hold two whole matzahs, like every Yom Tov, the top and the bottom matzah, they're whole. So you have left a mishnah, two whole matzahs, like on every Yom Tov or Shabbos, you have two whole breads. The middle matzah represents matzah. The two matzahs represent like bread, like they're the meal. So when we make the blessing of Hamotzi, I hold all three together. Next, I'm going to make a blessing al achilat matzah, a blessing over the mitzvah of eating matzah. Tonight, on the night of the Seder, we have a mitzvah to eat matzah. Now, the blessing of al achilat matzah is over the broken matzah, right? And the top whole matzah. Because right after we make these two blessings, what we're going to do, is eat from these two, from the top whole and the middle broken. So we drop the bottom matzah. After we make the hamotzi on the two whole ones, we let the bottom one drop. And then we make the blessing, al achilat matzah, over the top two, which is what we're going to eat now. Now, what are we going to do? We're going to first eat matzah. We're going to lean and eat a kazayis matzah. How much is a kazayis matzah? So kazayis is the volume of an olive. Now we're going to do something interesting.